Okay, so to continue with our short ideas for the 3 weeks of learning should be in Tzchus for Shalema, Brach Tzvi Rivka Batya. So we say in this week's Parsha, in Perek Chav Zayin, the daughters of Savcha go to Moshe's, Avinu Mesu Midbar Veluhu Loyo Ba'idis Korach Kibichetu Mesu Banim Lo Hayulo. So what happens? They say our father died in the wilderness, but he was not part of the assembly of Korach. Says the Shlach Kodesh. Why is it that Moshe couldn't answer them on his own? Right? The positive Ayakri Moshe's Mishpat of Ne'ashem. Moshe couldn't figure it out himself. Why do you have to go to the Ribono Shel Olam? Says the Shlach Kodesh, this is a beautiful insight. He says that a judge has to be careful not to accept a bribe in any form. Right? The Torah says in Dvarim, in Perek Tezayin, Pasuk says, in Tezayin Yutes, Ki Ashoichad Ya'aver Enei Chacham, and bribery blinds the eyes. As soon as he heard the word Korach, he wanted to make sure that he was going to make sure he was doing it for the right reasons, that he was going to judge it for the right reasons. But he removed himself from the case because he saw that maybe he would have a taina maybe against them, because he said he wasn't against Korach. As soon as they said that they weren't part of Korach's contingent, even though he was a part of Korach's contingent, he suddenly felt the hint of a bribe. He removed himself. At the end of the day, I think this very, very much applies to what the 3 weeks is all about, to always look to make sure we're doing things for the right reasons, always to make sure that we're doing things and looking for the good within every situation. There's a famous idea brought down by Rabbi Nachman, Reish Pei Beis, and also Rabbi Baruch of Meshbish. The Pasuk says in Perek Tehillim, Lamed Zayin, Va'ol ma'ad ve'ein rasha v'isponata amakomo. The simple explanation is a short while longer, and the wicked man is not here, and you shall look at his place, and he's not there. It says Rabbi Nachman or Rabbi Baruch of Meshbish, no, Va'ol ma'ad ve'ein rasha. Every Jew, every person has no, they ain't Russia within them. You have to look at Isponanta Makoma and find the good within them. And says Rav Avraham Shor that Rabbi Nachman Baruch says that you always have looked for the good within every single person. But Rav Avraham Shor says that if you look at the Gematria, Ve'ain Russia 637. And what else is Gematria 637? Or really 638 with the Kol? Gematria Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. To know your lineage, to know where you come from. And you know what Ve'ain Russia means? To know your Yichus, to know where you come from. And that, I believe, is the whole essence of being a Jew is all about. A Bachar once came for an acceptance interview to Rabbi Shlomo Freifeld. So Rabbi Shlomo said, "Do you want to learn?" The boy replied, "No, but I want to learn." Rabbi Shlomo loved the answer and warmly welcomed the boy, who is today a successful Marbris Torah. We have to make sure that we have the right reasons. It was so honest. I want to learn. We have to understand that Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end of the day, he felt the whole idea that maybe I heard the word Korach, and now I'm gonna be slighted and give the. I had to take myself out of the situation, says the Shlach. Moshe said, I had to take myself out because he wanted to make sure to do everything l'shem shemaim. And that's the whole Indian of Rabbi Nachman or Baruch Meshbish, of Ol Ma'at Re'en Rasha, to always look for the good within every person. In his Panata Makom, and you can find that with that Panemius Ve'en Rasha, says Rav Shor. In Rasha's Gematria 637, which is Gematria Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov 638 with the Kolo. To understand we come from the Avos, to come from the Most, and to make sure we take that lesson from Shlomo Freifeld. When he asked the Baruch if he wants to learn, he said, no, but I want to learn. Because the inner premise of a Jew always just wants to come closer to the Ribono Shel Olam.